The Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, or EGLE, has drafted a plan to enforce an air permit violation by Stellantis. The violation happened at the car company's Jefferson North Assembly Plant in Detroit in the fall of 2022. EGLE says Stellantis exceeded its allowable limit for volatile organic compounds, harmful gases that are released during the painting process. The car maker is being fined about $84,000. It's also being asked to sign a consent order. The voluntary, legally binding document lays out a plan for Stellantis to remain in compliance with air quality emission standards, and it dictates additional fines the company would need to pay if it doesn't comply. Erin Moran is an air quality enforcement specialist for EGLE. She tells WDET's Laura Herberg that community members will have the opportunity to attend a public meeting and hearing in January.
So we want them to check out the proposed consent order, and if they see anything that could be improved or maybe any corrections that could be made on topics that we are able to change when we make the final decision about signing the consent order. We'd like to see those. We want to make sure this consent order is good and solid. So we definitely value any comments that anyone wants to make. And we look at them all and take them all into consideration.
Oh, wow. So you're saying that the community's comments actually have the ability to change what's in the consent order?
Yeah, it's possible. So in some of the summary documents that we have posted online for the consent order, we have a document called the Proposed Enforcement Summary. And at the end of that document, there is, I think, a really good description of comments that we can consider and comments that we cannot consider for this consent order. So yes, if someone in the community makes a comment that says, for example, any other rules that this action should consider and why, we can take those into consideration, maybe why the action will not follow the rules that we have to follow and enforce, as a state air quality division. So we look at all those, take them into consideration, and talk with, the decision makers.
And so what are some examples of some comments that wouldn't be considered?
A few things that I know have come up in the past that we can't consider are issues such as indoor air pollution, traffic, noise, and zoning issues. Those are, issues that we don't have the ability to do anything about. Also, anything unrelated to the project, obviously, we can't consider. And any other air, land, or water issues that are not part of this enforcement action, we wouldn't be able to consider.
So big picture, why does it matter that Stellantis has violated its air quality permit here at the Jefferson North Assembly Plant?
So I think, a good reason to pay attention to this and look into it is because, this is the air that people around the plant are breathing. By looking at this, making comments, you can help keep the state as well as a company accountable for what they need to do and to make sure that they're following the air quality rules and regulations. And it's very important to follow those because this is what keeps our air clean and it, keeps us healthy. So it's important to follow those rules. And when, those rules and regulations are violated, it's important that there are consequences to deter any future violations from, any company in the state.
That was EGLE Air Quality Enforcement Specialist Erin Moran. She spoke to WDET's Laura Herberg. EGLE is holding a public meeting and hearing on January 9th. Public comments can also be submitted via mail and email prior to January 24th.